Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Chap Oscar Smith, his fabulous wife, Marcia, their friends and family, and we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Your best, best, best year ever. Let us have this be the one. Today's show, You Are the One. Chap Oscar talks about the one. Listen to Joyce Barry and Friends for great guests, and listen to One Big One for memorable music. Both these shows are inspiring and most enjoyable. What makes you happy and what is most inspiring in your life? Today, let us focus on gratitude and appreciation. We certainly are very grateful for Chap Oscar, always music to our ears, always sure to make a positive impact. Chap Oscar, whatever you choose to talk about, whatever your topic is, we love you and we know that it will indeed be valuable for our listening audience. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. You know, life wouldn't be interesting without the Joyce Barry and Friends show.
So I don't know about that. You lead a very full life. You're out there every day doing something to help people. My question to you, what do you want to be known for? What do you want to be remembered for?
Well, I would say the strongest attribute that I have is that I love people. I have spent my whole life, Joyce, resisting imitation and trying my best to live an unlimited life, the life that God has for me. And that's taken me literally around the world in many ways, and I've traveled a lot. But at the end of the day, you know, the Christ story is right. We have to love each other and we have to love our neighbors and definitely give a little extra love to enemies known and unknown.
My question to you is, how do you maintain that attitude, that way of being?
Well, what makes my life, Joyce, and I've been in many different situations, but there are no unimportant people. So if I'm around people, I'm exuding love and it's inspiring me. And that's what I think is the secret sauce to Chap Oscar, you know, having the courage to live as God created me to be and seeing a heart in every person I meet, even the person. You know, as a chaplain, I do a lot of prison ministries and visiting the sick, homeless, you know, you name it, all kinds of situations. You always can spot the Christ-like heart in even the worst of us. And that's what I live for. I make it easy, and I have like a spaceship. They have on spaceships called a servo mechanism. It's targeted towards something, and I target towards the goodness of God in everyone's heart. That's what I focus on, and that just keeps me refreshing. Keeps me prayerfully enjoyable to be around, and that's what I do. I mean, life is good when you live it the kind of way where you're not limiting yourself with your own limited bias lens. That lens off. And I look for the heart in every person I meet.
And that's very, very obvious, Oscar. I know I'm always inspired when I talk to you. Whatever challenges I go through, you're the one I think of that I want to talk to. I just feel bad I can't bottle you and take you wherever I go. It's a very an extraordinary potion. So you said you were made that way. God gave you these gifts and all of that, but you keep yourself that way. So how do you always stay up in a very down world today?
Well, Joyce, I'm glad you asked that question. There has never been a better time to be alive than now.
Okay. So, if you say so.
I mean, there's no better time to be alive. And so, you know, God's plan since the beginning of time, it's unfolding, and it's unfolding worldwide. People don't want to be hating and being in war and chaos with each other. Everyone you meet, I don't care where you go around, if you spin that globe and you have an opportunity to go anywhere, those people want to be alive now, and they don't want to be living lives with all the drama. And so, you know, God has established a rule, and that rule is love each other. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to get ready to cover this earth. We are definitely not going to hell. We're going to love each other.
And on top of that, I want to add the golden rule, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And we've had as a guest several times Len Cain, four times nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, four times. And this year is one of those years as well, and then they choose the winner in October. So, folks, let me refer to you our archives. February 26th, Len Cain receives a fourth nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize, and his mission, very simply stated, is the Golden Rule. His website is goldenrulesociety.org. And the thing about that website is it gives countless resources to impact your life, countless things for veterans and their families. So we pray that Len Cain actually receives the Nobel Peace Prize this year. I know you also do work, is it with the fire department?
Well, it's with the fire department for many years here in Nashville. Actually was the official unofficial chaplain because it wasn't a paid position, but I gave my life to fire safety many years ago, fire safety in the home and fire and life safety in the workplace, and that really positioned me to have a lot of friends who were firefighters. And when you deal with firefighters, a lot of them, Joyce, are traumatized. I mean, first responders, my God, you really have no idea. Many people have no idea what they deal with on a shift. And, you know, I've had guys that I've actually spent, I can't even add the time. I've been involved with them having families and birthing children and, you know, burying relatives. Firefighters are very dear to my heart, and now I'm working very closely with the Mount Juliet Police Department, and Mount Juliet is about 30 miles outside of Nashville, but it's a growing city. It's an excellent city, and the culture of that city is being cultivated by a very colorful police chief, who happens to be my friend for over 25 years, and that's Chief James A. Police. And he's been known as the Renaissance Man.
Wow, he is the Renaissance Man. You are the Renaissance Pastor. I always said you're the pastor for all people. We all love Princess Diana. Worldwide, she was the princess for all people. You, my dear friend Chap Oscar, are the pastor for all people. I know when you're out there praying for me, I'll be taken care of, because God may listen to me sometimes, maybe, but I know he listens to you all the time.
Well, Joyce, I am, you know, I'm humbled by that, and I just don't have words for it. I can only say thank you, and wow, that's an incredible accolade, and I don't know how I deserve that type of positioning with Princess Diana, but my God, that just warms my heart, Joyce.
Well, it's true. You are the pastor for all people. I always felt this way. I'm a nice Jewish girl, and I am so grateful to you and your ministry, where I feel that you're as much Jewish as you are Catholic, as you are Protestant. You name it, and you're it, because you only espouse the most positive messages. And on that note, I know you have a new project. I know you have a new website. Tell us about www.1, that would be the number one, numeral one, big1.com. I'm very excited about it. I know it's memorable music. I know that you're always music to our ears. So tell us how you got involved with that kind of website and why.
Well, you know, music has been something, Joyce, all my life. I grew up with music, and I had an aunt or auntie for certain people, but my Aunt Louise, from a baby, she was a jazz and gospel music fanatic. I mean, every week she bought, I mean, that's just the way she was. Every week she bought two albums. And so her house was like, it was like Carnegie Hall. I mean, you know, she didn't have big, crazy stereo equipment, but I mean, she had music, and she played music 24 hours a day. And so her house was a go-to house for me. And I grew up with a discerning taste in music. She understood the Hammond B3 organ, and that's who she liked. She loved some Jimmy Smith and Jack McDuff. And then she loved James Cleveland. She loved those gospel guys. And I grew up with music. And so one numeral one, and B.I.G. B.I.G. is Believe in God, believe it or not, Joyce. So it's one B.I.G., Believe in God, or B.I.G. numeral one. .com, but you could also find it at onebigonefm.com. Many people ask me, well, if it's a radio station and it's FM, what's station? So I just came up with onebigonefm.com. And we're not terrestrial. We're an internet-based radio. And while we're at it, I want to give who I know is listening, my technical guy, which is Larry Fish, and then I also have a gentleman helping with marketing, and he's been my friend for many years. Both of them have been my friends for many years. I wouldn't be able to do this without them helping me, and that's Percy P. Sidney. And then, of course, you know, my wife Marcia, and Chief James Hambrick, and his wife Denise, and, you know, I could name names, but, you know, we all, Mary Fish, Larry's wife, we all kind of gel together, and we just want to be interesting, we want to be memorable, and we rock the house 24 hours a day. Very, very short bouts of talk, because we don't want to lose the essence of that memorable music. So we featured things from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. We rocked the house with Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, and a little Aerosmith in there, Joyce.
Oscar, I have to say that while you were acknowledging those people who have impacted your world so much, I had a vision of you on a stage receiving an Oscar. Oscar receiving an Oscar. Literally, that was what I saw in front of me as you were saying all of that. So,
wow.
I mean, that is extraordinary. You're acknowledging them, and I have a picture on a worldwide platform receiving a physical Oscar to Oscar.
Wow.
Really, I see you doing that. And I know when I acknowledge people, you're always in the top 10 or 15, 8 years of shows, and you're one of my favorite guests. Folks, let me refer you to an article, tinyurl.com/successcoachjoyce, tinyurl.com/successcoachjoyce. And I refer you to that because I talk about my most popular guest, my favorite guest, and you will be sure to find Chap Oscar listed among those people. Mind you, this is 8 years of shows, and he's in that top group of people I am so grateful for. So do check out that article. The idea for the show really came from where? And I love that B.I.G. was Believe in God. I would have never put that together. So now I think that's such an awesome acronym. If you want to lead a big life, B.I.G., Believe in God. That's awesome, Oscar.
Well, Joyce, like I said, this actually, the last 15 years, it's been a heartbeat. It's been a passion of mine. In fact, I've done not only your show, but, you know, for quite some time, a few years, 2-3 years, was the co-host with the great Ted Siuba's show, and met a lot of people. And then, of course, I worked in Christian broadcasting for a lot of years. And so this FM radio thing has been a passion. And, you know, it's cost a lot of money to be in this space, and I'm enjoying it. I love it. I'm also now involved with, because of One Big One, I'm involved with One Big City. And One Big City, it really focuses on the residents of the hamlet of Mount Juliet with the police chief, James Hambrick.
Mount Juliet and the Queen Bee, Joyce, no matter what you do, you always find a way to plug me, and I'm so, so grateful for that, Oscar.
Definitely.
Words cannot express
Definitely.
How grateful I am. You find a way to put me into everything, everything. The only thing I'm not in the middle of, thank goodness, is your marriage. That's just for you and Marsha. I don't interfere with that, but I'm so grateful to Marsha because she's willing to share you with me and the world. Folks, I talked about winning the Oscar. Chap Oscar Talk, B-I-G, Believe in God. Let me tell you my acronym for Oscar. This is my Oscar for Oscar. Outstanding, the O, S for speaker, C for champion, A for author, R for regular on the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. Smith, Oscar Smith, S, safety specialist, M, man of faith, I, inspiring, T, talented, H for hero. Oscar, you are always my hero. I love you. I respect you. You are a national treasure.
Joyce, I don't know whether we can continue this show. I mean, I am literally tearing up at this. I didn't expect this today coming into the studio. You just warm my heart.
Well, you warm my soul. And while I let you go for a tissue, Oscar, let's hear why this show is inspiring every day in the words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, and we'll come back to Oscar, who always wins the Oscar in my book. Here's Beverly.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and Friends, and spelled out, and friends.com. And on the home page, the upper left, right under my picture, it says follow. And simply by clicking on that, you will be apprised of every show, every guest, every topic, which all are in our archives, 8 years of our shows. You will see a show each and every day. You need not miss any show because you can join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern. So do become a follower. Join the thousands of people around the world who follow our show. We love and appreciate and value our loyal followers. Back to you, Oscar. Did you get that tissue?
Yeah. Yes, I did, Joyce. And, you know, while we're talking about One Big One FM, let's talk about One Big City and the power of synergy among the residents. I've been around that city for many years. I've seen it grow, and there's just a synergistic move going on in Mount Juliet. And, Joyce, the Bible begins in a garden, but it is in a city, and we're not going to get spiritual. But, you know, it all starts in a garden, and Mount Juliet, believe it or not, started in a garden. It was just a rural area that's grown into a real cosmopolitan city. For the most part, that you'll find amazing, Joyce, it's a community of believers. I don't know how many churches are there, but this community includes people from every nation, every language, and every race. And Mount Juliet is unique in the fact that it's multicultural, multilingual, multi-denominational, and it has international diversity. And that's just amazing for a city, Joyce. And so
it's not very well known like a lot of the other cities in Tennessee that we've all heard of, Nashville and so many others. So it's this little city that single-handedly Chap Oscar is putting on the map.
Yes. And, you know, I've done it, Joyce, because I've interfaced with different aspects of the city. And then, of course, being friends with the police department, the mayor, you know, several council people, the sheriff in that county, a lot of the entrepreneurs. So the level of community, and I interjected this at a meeting that involved a lot of municipal government and the pastoral community, and I called it the MC Hammer Impact. MC Hammer, years ago, Joyce, I actually met and became friends with MC Hammer, and you know, he always shared with me, he says, Oscar, community is common unity. Common unity. And I said, wow, that's incredible. And so, you know, that's what we have here in this city. It's common unity. And it's a city, Joyce, that cares about each other. And that's what I like about it. And that's why One Big City actually embraces and envelops One Big One FM. So we want to become the dominant radio and media outlet in that city, Mount Juliet.
Well, Oscar, whatever you endeavor to do, I know you'll be successful given who you are. As you were talking about the people you acknowledge, the fire department, the police department, and their leaders, it gave me an idea for a show. So I want to put this in your hand. If you want to take a representative of the fire department, the police department, any one of them, it doesn't necessarily have to be the number one person. It could be anyone. I am happy to do a show acknowledging all that they do, the police, the fire department. Sadly, we're in a world today when they are grossly undervalued and underappreciated. So if you can gather two or three in the different areas, I'm happy to do a fully acknowledgement show why you should love and value your policemen, your fire department, and other first responders.
Oh, my God. We could do that. I will talk with Chief James Hambrick, incredible speaker, incredible visionary thought leader. You know, Joyce, Chief Hambrick really deals with the opiate issue and fentanyl and all these things on the scene. Now the it's an epic. You're dealing with that sex trafficking. I mean, it's amazing. And so he, once a month, he has, I'm not saying he created, but he really brought it into significance. And you'll love this, Joyce, and our guest today will resonate with this. He has a program called Coffee with the Cop.
Wow.
And he actually, it's revolutionary. He actually, once a month, stands in a local area business, and all the police officers come, and as they can, they come throughout their shifts and availability, but a lot of times it's 8 to 10, sometimes 12 police officers involved. And then the citizens come, the young, little kids come, the seniors come, all the people come in, and they interact with the police department. So it's a proactive initiative where you don't have to fear the police. You don't have to run from them. You don't have to worry about your kid getting shot. I mean, familiarity is a wonderful thing. And so if you have questions, it's an incredible unity, and the benefits of Coffee with a Cop, it far out. Ways, all the challenges and all the drama. These police officers and firefighters and first responders, Joyce, they have to want to come home every night as well. I mean, they got families, they got jobs, they got goals. And so for citizens to believe they could do their job and don't put handcuffs on little Johnny and don't do this and don't do that. I mean, people don't understand their side of it. And this Coffee with a Cop environment, it's a transparency unlike anything you have ever witnessed.
Chap Oscar, I definitely get the idea. As I said, you inspired me to do a show on first responders. So share this show with them and tell them I'd love to do the show. It's a tribute to Coffee with the Cops, Fun with the Firemen. Coffee with the Cops, Fun with the Firemen, and Overtures with Oscar. How's that?
Right. That's excellent. I'll put that ball in play today.
Put that in play, and we'll schedule a show. I haven't decided. Overtures with Oscar or chat with Chap Oscar, but we will include you in that category because you, Chap Oscar, you may be physically present or not, but you certainly are a fabulous fun responder in anyone's time of need or strife, or needing a prayer, or needing someone that cares to just be present. So absolutely extend that invitation. I'll take two, three, and you, of course, in a show, which we'll schedule together. I would love, love, love to do it. And like you, Chap Oscar, I'm always happy when I know I'm making a difference. In fact, I wrote a poem about being happy that was put to music by our mutual friend, Chap Oscar. Let me share it with all of you. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is Live Your Best Life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. Thanks, as always, to our friend Ted Seeuber, who gets these things up in our studio and puts the music to it. Does such an awesome job. Let's talk a little bit about inspiration. I know God is your primary inspiration, and it sounds like these first responders, these people that serve the community so well, inspire you and your wife, of course. What else inspires you, Chap Oscar?
Well, what inspires me at this hour is taking advantage of a moment, taking advantage of the presence that put certain people and circumstances in our lives for a reason, Joyce. And that inspires me. When you're there, you're enthusiastic, and you kind of go out on a limb where the fruit is, and you take risks. We have, just because of the internet and social media, and all the social networking, which I won't mention, we have just kind of retreated to a cocoon, and we don't know how to be friendly and personable and neighborly anymore. And so, yeah, that's what's making me happy, getting around people like you and expressing myself and not feeling out of place with a smile.
And I must say that one of the main things that make me happy, besides the people in my life, how I'm supported for myself personally and the show, music always makes me happy. I love music. Instantly, folks, it can change your mood. If you're feeling down, depressed, immediately stand up, put on your favorite music, and bop around to that. And I personally guarantee in an instant it could change your demeanor. It could change where you're coming from. It can change your attitude in that moment. So I love listening to music. And when you mentioned the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, I love all of that. I love Broadway tunes as well, pop, any kind of popular doo-wop. I really enjoy all of it. Do you have any rap music?
Well, we do a little rap, and we're considering Larry Fish. He's a technical whiz, but he's also a DJ on a companion station, Intense Radio, and he's got a show that deals with heavy metal. We love that community as well. But what we're trying to do is stay with our sweet spot, which is Motown, Yotown, Showtown. So we do a little rap, but we love us some Stevie Wonder and Luther Vandross, and oh my God, we got Cheryl Crow, we got some nice jazz. Speaking of jazz, Al Jarreau and Lou Rawls, and so we have a passion for musical memories. And the other thing, Joyce, our sound, our concert hall sound will bring you right into a Broadway play.
Wow, I love it. I love Motown, all of that you said. I mention rap because, as just for fun, I'm also a guru on home businesses. Folks, if you write to Coach Joyce at AOL.com and put home business in the subject line and your name, phone number, best time to reach you in the text. I will share with you about home businesses that I've thoroughly checked out. No obligation. I'll give you that free session, a coaching session about home businesses. But just for fun, I had someone make up a rap song for me because I just thought it was funny on having a home business. Here's my rap version of it.
And here I go. And here I go. And here I go.
Hey, Clarence, who's that white lady you listening to on the radio?
Hey, man, that's Joyce Barrett. She the white Oprah.
White Oprah?
Yeah, white Oprah.
Well, this I got to see.
And here I go.
The hope of the choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline of leaders that set the tone. The comp line is generous, the products all great. It's time to join in, a reason to win.
Going for it, getting it done.
We'll be smitten as we're sitting, an opportunity that we won't be quit.
Going for it, getting it done.
A company that does care, a business I must share with you.
Going for it.
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 Contact Joyce Barrett, the home business coach, and you can start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now, coachjoyce@aol.com. Do it.
Wasn't that really fun, Oscar?
We're
going to
play that.
I thought that was a riot because I have very serious songs on the home business, obviously, because I believe in it. Way to earn extra money, be your own boss, and we had to put to rap. So wasn't that hysterical?
That is hysterical. You know, it really is a reflection of your passion, Joyce. You're very passionate, and that's powerful. I'm still tapping my feet.
Oh,
incredible.
I know you are. But you have music in your heart and in your soul. Folks, let me give you the websites again. That's the number one big, remember, easy to remember, believe in God, onebigone.com. In both cases, it's the number. And Oscar also wants you to check out onebigcity.com. Just note, in the big city, now I'm certainly not in Nashville or any other part of Tennessee, but wherever I am, he puts me in that city so he can let people know about our show. So that would be the number one, bigcity.com. And I'll always be very grateful to you, a chap, Oscar, always thinking of me, always including me. And folks, if you are going to check out those websites that I just gave you of Oscar's, I just want to know exactly when are you going to do it. Please don't say someday, because I wrote this poem for those of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday. I kept telling me. It was someday. I kept telling you that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So, Chap Oscar, I love the website. I did go to it. And that music, I love all of it. I'm very much a music person myself. I wish I played an instrument. I use my voice for a speech.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not a singer. My dad would tell you I couldn't carry a tune if it was in a suitcase.
But no, your voice is your instrument, Joyce.
My voice,
your voice
what?
Is incredible. Your voice is your instrument.
Yes, but not as a singer. Like I said, I can't carry a tune. Let me ask you this. With the music, you actually had that website put up very recently, didn't you? It's very new.
Well, no, it's several months old. You know, little tweaking, improvement, and, you know, we've had some challenges. We've made sure we took care of our royalties. We're proud to say we are, you know, on top of our royalties. So the artists, the way we do things, the artists are being compensated for things they did 20, 30, 40 years ago. And so we live in the city of Nashville, and you know, if anyone will appreciate the gift of songwriting and performing and creating music, it would be Chap Oscar.
And I appreciate it as well. I definitely love music and partner up with you, knowing that it's a vehicle to make people happy. Again, folks.
Definitely.
big1.com. And we already established someday does not exist. So given you know that you check every calendar, both near and far, you will never find someday in it. So given that, when will you check out those websites? We want you to be a part of that listening audience. In any way that we can make you happy, we will go for it. When will you check it out? When will you look into it? By the way, my official website is joycebarry.com. So when will you look at that and Oscar's music website and onebigcity.com, again with the numerals, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. you must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? How's that for upbeat, jolly music? Again, kudos to Ted Siuva for doing that for us. Oscar, I am so grateful to have you as a friend, to have you on our show. I'm grateful for all the differences you make near and afar, around the world, locally. We want more of you. Can you clone yourself?
Well, you know, Joyce, opportunities for sowing a seed of joy in people's lives is everywhere around us. It's so close. We can each go out and make somebody smile today. I mean, you know, that's what it's about. We cannot miss our moment to deposit a seed of gratefulness, thankfulness. We're coming into this season now where We need to be mindful of our Creator. We need to be mindful that, you know, we're standing right now, Joyce, believe it or not, in the middle of acres and acres of diamonds. And we have to look at each day. And that's why I persevere. You know, as you well know, over these many, many years, Chap Oscar is not going to get stuck in drama. I mean, we're always looking to bring God's love everywhere we go.
Oscar, I've heard that many times before, but I can't place who or what. I believe it was some sort of book, Acres of Diamonds.
Yes. It was Earl Nightingale, I believe, Nightingale and Conant, because I was, you know, you can't be friends with the great Ted Siuva, over 40 books written. Ted's got a new book out now that I resonate with, but, you know, I've known Ted for some 30 years, and you can't be with him and not know all of these success motivational quips and quotes. And Earl Nightingale came up with that. And then, of course, there were a few other people, Cornwell, there was some other insurance guy. But we are, at this moment, standing in the middle of our own acres of diamonds. And we just, many times, we just got to realize that God hides things by putting them very near us. That's where He hides it. And that's why our heart is hidden. And the love gene is hidden within us. And so God has a sense of humor, Joyce.
Yes. I believe that His humor shows up every time we tell Him how we're going to live our life and what's coming next. That's when He finds it funny. I knew I heard of that, Acres of Diamonds. That was very inspirational, very powerful. Just one thing here, a parable was that there was once a wealthy man named Al-Hafad who lived not far from the river. He was contented because he was wealthy and wealthy because he was contented. And, of course, there's a whole story to it. I'm going to look that up after the show because you reminded me of it, and I know it was very inspiring. Oscar, what message do you want to leave our audience today?
Well, one big 1FM and one big city and city of Mount Juliet and Joyce Barry and Friends Show, Chap Oscar, you know, all the many people we've mentioned, Beverly Nadler, all of the great guests, all of the Joyce Barry and friends, everyone that takes the time to listen to this show, particularly the ones 5 days a week. At the end, we all have to release the past and we have to claim the future. And my message, Joyce, really is we have to come to a season. And I believe that season is in the air now. It's a season of forgiveness. We have got to walk out of unforgiveness into the newness of a spirit of forgiveness. This world needs forgiveness. This country needs forgiveness. This people, our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers, we all need to throw down our hatchets and start to embrace the concept, the God concept of godly forgiveness, Joyce.
And Oscar, I never let you go with a phone call or being on the show without your special prayer for all of us.
Well, Father, we just bless you and we thank you for giving us the wind beneath our wings so we can soar. This is a phenomenal show today, and we just bless Joyce, every listener we bless, and let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking put away from us. And with all malice, let us, Father, be kind to each other and one another, and tenderhearted and forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sakes, has forgiven us. We have a loving God, and we just thank you, Joyce, for allowing the Chap Oscar Experience be on these airways today. And we say it in the precious name above all names, and that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Oscar. Another great show, another great topic, another great website to check out, OscarOneBigOne.com. And, folks, again, my special website is JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. You can find out all about me and my coaching, my seminars. That's my other world, my other life. The radio show, I feel I use those skills anyway because I do coaching as well to people that call in on different shows. So you want to check out JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. You'll see all of that. And I have a multitude of testimonials from around the country. Let me just share a few of my favorites with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson. If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach. Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when?
I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And again, just put your name, best time to reach you with your phone number in the text of the email. And on the subject line, put "You are the one, Chap Oscar. I like to know the show that inspired you to connect with me." And oftentimes I will respond with a personal call. If you want to know about a home business, anything about the show, comments, questions, or recommend an outstanding guest. And on that note, I want to leave you with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, go out and make someone happy today. Go do a random act of kindness. Do pay it forward. We want you to be happy, and all of those things do bring personal happiness. So on that note, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us, and you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.